Hello, wonderful audience. What follows is a rerun of a previous NaNoWriMo episode. I used to do them daily during NaNoWriMo, and this year I decided I wanted to run reruns while I work on my own NaNoWriMo project. So you may hear strange day numbers that do not correspond with what you're experiencing. And you may hear that the projected word count is either way above or way below what you think it is. So, ignore those. The middle part should be pretty good. And thanks for your patience. If you want to catch me live doing write-ins, go to twitch.tv/mightymur on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now let's go listen to John Anilio.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not.
Good evening, NaNoWriMo fighters, my fellow warriors. Hope things are going well, and if they're not, keep fighting. I am. Today I want to discuss the Chuck Palahniuk Guide to Writing. And actually, I don't know if this is his guide, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't write like this anymore. But if you aren't aware, the writer of Fight Club is the kind of person that you want to show people who say, "Oh, I wish I could write, and I certainly hope that I'll be able to once I get some free time." Chuck Palahniuk worked in a lot of blue-collar jobs, and he wrote Fight Club whenever he had a free moment. Literally. He would be working at the gas station, and in between customers, he would write down certain sentences. Now, granted, the style of Fight Club certainly makes that believable. It's disjointed, it's all over the place, but it works for Fight Club. But he would grab little moments of time and write whenever he could. So if you're having trouble finding time to sit down and write 1,600 words at a time, try the Palahniuk method. Throw a sentence or two into your phone. If you're in line, scribble something on a notebook. When you get back to your office or home, type whatever you wrote down by hand into your computer, and you'll probably feel like doing a couple more sentences. Now, you will have to sit down and focus right here and there to get your 1,600 words, but it's just like throwing a little bit of money into the bank every once in a while. It does add up. So if you're having trouble, try to think about that. Sometimes it's hard to get your concentration going, but honestly, once you, like I've said before, the goal is word count. If your story's all over the place, fix it. Fix it later. Get the words down now. At this point, we hit some sort of middle-of-the-road slump, and we can't let that drag us down. The middle is when it stops getting exciting. It's exciting at the beginning because, woohoo, NaNoWriMo started, and it's exciting at the end because you can see the end in sight. But right now is when the hard work is. You feel like you're carrying a pack on your back, and Gondor's way behind you, and Mordor's way ahead of you. And all you're doing is walking across cracked areas that you want to throw your pots down. But all you gotta do is one word at a time. Metaphorically, one step at a time. Like when you want to eat that whale, and you have no fear of foodborne illness, one bite at a time. Alright, by the end of the day, you should have somewhere around 28,333, I think. And if you don't, that's okay. But you should still keep writing. And I'll see you tomorrow.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.